Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. They making noise. Start up.
Episode 239. It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Are you sure it's 239?
Well, I'm sure now. I mean, after you confirmed it for me.
Yeah, but you're still never sure. You ask me, then you say, hey, what episode is this? And I say the episode, and you say, you sure? Then you make me open up the iHeart app and see if it's the episode.
Yeah, because I'm always forgetting. And there have been times where I called out the wrong number. I don't like
you
that.
You ever call out the wrong name?
What, in bed?
Yeah.
No.
Really?
No. First of all, it's been years. It's been years since that was even an issue. But even in those times, no. In fact, I don't think I've ever called out someone's name in bed. Ever. I'm looking back at my history right now. Hold on.
You have a video?
Scanning my brain.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I've ever called anyone's name out. I mean, I think that's only in movies.
You think?
What?
No. No,
I think it's a myth. I don't know. I feel like obviously we've heard it before, right? Like, oh, you're calling out my name. Isn't it?
Well, let me ask you a question. Has anyone ever called out your name?
No. You know the Trey Songz song? I bet the neighbors know my name. It's a great fucking song.
Yeah.
It's about how well he bangs his woman, and they have the best sex, and the whole point is she screams so loud his name. He's the name of the song. You know, the chorus is, I bet the neighbors know my name.
No,
it's
a great
song. You
got
to, guys, Google it. Listen to the song. Hot song. But, you know, it's a few years old, too. But I do think that that's only in movies. I don't think
but here's the thing. Well, Trey Songz, so you think Trey Songz is lying?
Well, he's going with the old wives' tale.
Wait a minute. You think he only bangs old wives?
No, he's going with because that's what that's what people say. It's a saying. Right, slices, I really think slices. It's more of a idiomatic expression.
But you're implying that Trey Songz is implying that because she yells out his name, the sex is good. Therefore, maybe you and I have never had great sex.
No,
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe you're guilty of no women really do that. But actually the ones enjoying themselves do.
And but is that the first thing they're going to do is yell the guy's name?
I don't know. Slices, here's what I want you to do, Slices. I want you to go to 218-FU-ABE-77, leave us a message, or use the talkback feature on the iHeartRadio app and leave us a message. Do you call out names? Have you called out the wrong name?
And if you do...
Has anyone called out your name? And what were you doing?
And if you don't do... And if you do, why don't you act it out as if you were doing it?
Yeah, how did it sound to you, or how did you sound doing it?
What did it sound like?
Don't be like, hey, man, this is Steve, Brody, and Scary. No, don't do that. You got to tell us that you did it or heard it done and then reenact it.
If you could just take the microphone out of your mouth because you're swallowing it, Brody, that would be great.
Oh, I thought you were making a reference to the slices shouldn't do that because... No. Oh, I was too close to the mic? Really?
I wasn't. You're pinning the needles, as we say.
I was pinning the needle. Did the needle call out my name?
Maybe the needle knows your name.
Nah, put the needle
on. Brody! You're pinning me.
By the way, if somebody called out my last name during sex, it would have had to have been since I'm in radio, and I was married before I was in radio, and I can assure you, my wife is not yelling out my last name. So
that would be so awkward.
Right, because it's also her last name, which would be even more awkward.
I just don't think people do it. I don't think people call each other's names out. I just don't. All right, whatever.
Well, Slices, help us out there.
I mean, there's a million other words you could scream. Why that?
Because you want to acknowledge the person you're with. You're like, Maria, you know.
So I got into a conversation today with my other podcast host from Speaking Volumes podcast, Cher.
I'm not jealous.
Yeah, we were talking, and she said...
That's what you do on a
because podcast. Sometimes we brainstorm about some topics or what we're going to do.
Sure.
And she goes, why is it so easy for you to do Brooklyn Boys with Brody? Now, I'm not saying she's envious or anything.
Oh,
like
I feel like there might be a little. Cher, don't be envious.
She may be calling out your name pretty soon.
Cher can do much better than me.
So, and I said, you know, let me break this down. And I actually vocalized for the first time.
Her name?
Why this works. No.
Oh.
Because with her, it's like we usually fall on the same side of an argument and we work together.
That's not really an argument then.
No, but we work together as a team and we kind of, we brainstorm about topics to explore.
Slices, can you imagine if this podcast was me and Scary agreeing on everything? And by the way, if I say, can you agree with me and Scary? Somebody tweeted at me, no names, someone DM'd me rather and said, well, you corrected Scary on his grammar, but then you said me and my wife. Yes, there are certain times you can't start a sentence with me and my wife went to the amusement park because you wouldn't say me went to the amusement park. But if I said, can you imagine this podcast if it was just me and Scary arguing or not arguing? I could also say, can you imagine this podcast with just me? Right? You take the other name out, it still makes sense. So I'm not going to get into the whole grammar part. In other words, don't correct me on that one. I'm okay with.
Okay.
I'm okay. So, can you imagine if this podcast was you and me agreeing?
Right. So I said the podcast usually we don't really have to think too much because whatever I'm going to say, he's going to take the exact opposite angle because we are different. We are cut from the same cloth. Even though we have Brooklyn in common, we never see eye to eye on shit. On anything. Pizza. There are very few things, if you think about it, there are very few things that you and I actually agree on. Everything is an argument. Everything is a debate.
No, it's not.
You are on the opposite side of everything.
That's not true.
And it's not for the sake of it. It's because that's who you are.
It's for the sake of it.
You'll accuse me of going out to a bougie restaurant.
Yes.
Because you're like...
By the way, did you not notice I just disagree with everything you just said?
I did. That's why I'm just going with it. I'm just continuing along. I know how to play and then I play in the sandbox.
No, you don't. Okay.
See what I'm saying? You just did it there. Right. Exactly.
Speaking of bougie restaurants, because you go to bougie restaurants all the time, I want to say you did right by me and my friends did not do right by me.
I did do right by you.
You did because I have a group of 6 to 9 high school friends, junior high school and high school friends. We're a group and we try to get together at least once a year, maybe twice. And sometimes we go a year or two without getting together. So, for instance, pandemic, we didn't get together. So we really haven't gotten together in a couple of years.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Some of us live in New Jersey.
Yep.
And a couple of us live in Manhattan.
Right.
And a couple of us live in Long Island, which is east of Manhattan.
Yes.
And one person lives north of Manhattan, About 45 minutes out of Manhattan.
Now, judging from that scenario right there, and you may not be familiar with the geography of the United of this part of the country, but
I'll be specific in my explanation.
Right.
But go ahead.
But judging from there, from that
Manhattan,
a good meeting place for you guys would be
Manhattan,
Manhattan, and probably just through one of the tunnels of New Jersey.
Right.
Meaning,
right.
So, like, it's close to Manhattan. It's just it's still close enough for the people from Long Island to get there.
Right.
Yeah.
So we spent almost 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Finding a place outside of Manhattan,
and I drilled it down for you. I drilled down the spot.
Where it'd be right near a ferry. It was easily drivable, and we had parking.
Mm-hmm.
Then one person said, "Oh, you know what? That's too far from the ferry. Can we get a little closer? Why don't we try Hoboken, which is right over the bridge? I'm sorry, right over the tunnel and the ferry. It's like perfectly located." Which is why it's a great town with great restaurants. So I said, you know what? If we're going to change where we're going, let me talk to my podcast co-host, because he is the mayor of Hoboken, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
He knows every place in Hoboken and Jersey City. There's parking. I looked up where the parking lots were, and Skiri came through with like 8 places that fit what we were looking for.
And then we drilled it down to like the top 3. And then we said, look, here, the one that you chose is probably going to be the best for everyone, and I even know the owner, so I'm going to give him a call, and I know that when I call the owner, he's going to throw around the drinks and some apps your way, guaranteed, because that's the kind of guy he is.
And we can say where it is, right? We can say where it is.
The Ashford. In Jersey
City. Beautiful place. I've been there with you. I got a tour of the place. It's unbelievable.
And Kenny and Connor, they are phenomenal.
So I got all excited. I'm like, so I was pushing my friends to like, hey, you know what? We should go to the Ashford. I can get us a table. Translation, my friend can get us a table. And they're really good people there. The food's great. It's a great bar, great atmosphere. It'll be awesome.
And it's going to be easy on the pocket. It's not going to put you out.
Right. Which, who doesn't love that? So
you're like a good bargain.
I got a couple of thank you.
And they don't have deals.
Thank you. That's great. Thanks for doing the legwork. I said, here's 5 places that I've narrowed it down to.
Yep.
Do the research. Here's the one place I know we can get a table. You guys decide where are the 4 places or 5 places you want to go. Keep in mind that one place can hook us up and get back to me.
Great. You set it up really well.
So a few people came back to me like, this is great. Nice variety. This place has a parking lot. This is great. And then a couple of people chimed in with, well, it's a bridge and a tunnel for me. And then one person was like, it's $8 in tolls.
Oh, God.
And it's we should have gone somewhere a little further north.
Why do you have friends like this in your life?
Because I'm crazy about them. Anyway, so
do you yell out their name in bed?
Nope. A couple of people in the group were like texting each other, going, "This is why we don't get together. This is why we can't get together."
What a bunch of curmudgeons!
So finally, the person who lives north of Manhattan was like, "Hey, you know, we could go to this place not far from here that has a parking lot. There's more space, and I'm sure we can get a table." I was like, okay, not a problem. So my friend's renting a zip car from Manhattan to drive 45 minutes to go up north.
And so everyone's but that's an expense out of his pocket now.
It's also $16 in tolls plus gas for me, a 45-minute longer drive. But I was like, you know what? We all want to get there. It's not a problem. Okay?
So you're going to do
this? We're all going to go there.
Nice. Tomorrow?
So the person says,
oh boy.
I'll call the place and get us a table for 6. Since it's near me, I'll make the phone call. Oh, that sounds great. Guess what?
What?
They don't have any room.
Of course they don't have any room.
Right. But now my friend's already rented the car and people have already made plans and bought train tickets and, you know, all this other stuff. So we're going to that area. Now we have to find a backup location in that area.
Why do you hang out with 12 angry men? I don't understand. Why can't you like...
No, it's the women.
There's women involved.
Yes.
I thought it was like you and your boys.
No. It's my boys and my women. These are people I know since I'm... Since I'm 12.
They should be more accommodating then.
You know what? It's hard to coordinate people in different locations.
Older people get, the more that they get set in their fucking ways.
Set in their ways. That's the problem.
No, they set in their ways like, I don't want to travel. Who fucking took a shit all over the original plan? There had to be only, you said it was like 1 or 2 people. You know what? Leave them home. Let everybody else meet.
They're fun. No, I can't.
Then those people should just join you.
We're not going to the Ashford.
That sucks.
But I can assure you.
You missed out on a great time.
Next time, we're going to the goddamn Ashford. That's it.
Good. Put your foot down. And you know what? They don't serve dill there. So you'll be really happy.
You're damn right. F Dill.
Fuck Dill.
Oh, I thought you were going to hit the jingle then.
Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Dude, I gave you an out. I'm like, F Dill. Boom. You're supposed to hit the jingle.
I got it. I hit it. My finger wasn't on the button.
All right. All right. I met somebody last night. I went to a networking meet and greet.
Ooh.
So it was a lot of big shots who work in audio related industries.
Uh-huh.
Podcasting, the music division, music companies, TV,
yeah.
Radio, some big shots from our iHeart, our old company,
yep,
that I didn't know. They're such big shots, I don't even know them. They're so far up in like legal departments. I don't even know who they are. So I met one woman.
Mm-hmm.
She happens to be Chinese. That's important to the story. I had never met her before. She works in television. Mm-hmm. And we had a great conversation. Mm-hmm. It turns out we went to the same high school.
Nice.
She graduated before I did. She graduated the year before I went into the high school. So we didn't overlap. But, oh, she's like, I don't believe you. Are you sure you went? So of course I showed her, pictures and whatever. And I proved that I went there and she's like, oh my God, we hit it off. Great. So we were talking about Brooklyn and how it's harder to find good pizza in our area. That's like the pizza we had in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
No offense to Jersey pizza. There's a lot of good pizza, but you know, there's a specific style you liked in Brooklyn. It's not always fine.
Of course.
So I start this conversation and now it's awkward because I want to talk about how I can't find Chinese food in New Jersey like the Chinese food in Brooklyn. There's a difference. There's only one place, and I've talked about, a couple of people have DM'd me. there's one place a couple of towns over from me that makes Chinese food like the people in Brooklyn did, right?
Yep.
And when I asked them if they had family in Brooklyn, they don't know what I'm talking about. Like, no, we don't have family. Because I can't understand why they're the only ones that make certain items the way they do, exactly like every place in Brooklyn makes.
Okay.
Well, it's hard to talk about Chinese food to a Chinese person because you know how I ripped you about Seidel's?
Yeah.
Because you were like an Italian guy telling me about Jewish food.
Right.
Well, she's like, oh, well, where do you like the Chinese food from in the area? I said, well, if I want fried rice, I go to these three places. But if I want wonton egg drop soup, I go to this place.
Right.
So I have a couple of favorites, but, you know, nobody does everything great.
I could, yeah.
And she, Skiri.
She laughed at you.
She laughed and she said, you are naming places that white people like.
Yeah. Of course.
Words, not Asian.
Well, okay, let's stop. Pause for a second.
Go ahead.
We grew up in Brooklyn. We grew up with
She's from Brooklyn.
But we grew up with a style of Chinese food that we knew in these restaurants that were familiar to us and we enjoyed. She's Chinese, there's a great chance that she never ate at those types of places.
No, she
probably
has,
cooked at home.
No, she has gone to them, but it's not official for her. Right. Her parents cooked, whatever. So she says to me, the only good Chinese restaurants in this area in Chinatown. And I said, yeah, there's lots of good Chinatown restaurants. So she's, which one do you like? And I said, well, I like Wo Hop. And she starts laughing.
Starts laughing, of course.
Because it's a white guy Chinese place. So I said, now wait a minute. She says, no. I said, look, I am not a dead pig in the window Chinese restaurant guy. I'm not. I'm not a chicken in the window guy. Because the authentic Chinese places usually have pigs or chickens hanging in the window.
Oh, no, the goose, the geese, the brown the golden geese that hanging by their necks.
The little pig, whatever, right. Okay. I said, he says, you have to go to places where Chinese people eat. I said, look, in theory, I get that. Like, if I'm going to go for Jewish food, I want to go to a place where Jewish people go. Because that means they know the food. Like, I wouldn't go to Seidel's.
Well, right? you're wrong on Seidel's, but continue.
No, I'm not.
You are.
If you go for Italian food, you want to go where the Italian people go. But here's the thing. In Brooklyn, it's known that Jews know Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
We're connoisseurs of Chinese food. We're not connoisseurs of Chinese food. So we went back and forth in a friendly, but it sounded like you and I having a debate. And I realized I caught myself and I said, you know what? I am not going to tell you what good Chinese food is. So here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you where the good Chinese American bastardized version of food
is. That's right. Yeah.
Because that's what we eat.
We do. We do. But we just have to just come to terms with it. But
she loves
the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Nope. I call it roast pork, lo mein, no vegetables.
Roast pork, lo mein, no vegetables.
And I showed her our Brooklyn Boys t-shirt of the Chinese restaurant menu. I did not tell her the grape soda story. I should have.
I
feel like she might think I was stealing from her people.
Yeah, she would have shamed you.
She would have shamed me, maybe.
Absolutely.
But oh my God, I had so much fun.
Oh.
Amazing woman. Amazing resume. But she said to me, she said, look,
no,
I respect that you don't know Chinese food, but you know what you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I am personally going to take you to Chinatown to the best dim sum places and make your head explode when you taste the best of the best.
Which head?
So, I don't know where I'm going yet, but I just met her last night.
Which
head? But she already hit me up on LinkedIn and she's like, don't forget, we got to pick a night. I'm going to take you.
Right.
Wow. And we're going for the best Chinese food.
That sounds like she's making a pass at you, Brody.
No. My wedding ring was on.
Okay,
no.
I'm just saying.
No,
I don't know.
Listen, people maybe sometimes love food.
She may be unhappy in her marriage. I don't know.
Stop it.
Hey, so I went to Philly this weekend while you were...
Yeah, I got a bone to pick with you. Go ahead.
All right, yeah.
You, last week,
you
were on this podcast, the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
By the way,
we do have at least 3 new listeners to the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Oh, hey! Hey, welcome.
Because some of the people that work at iHeartMedia were aware of who I was, but had never heard of our podcast.
Huh.
So I watched them as they subscribed and will listen to episode 0.
Well, let's welcome them into the kitchen. Hi.
Well, I told them to listen in order, so that it may be like 3 years before they get to this
point. Oh, man. At this point.
But I was like, what? You don't listen to the Brooklyn Boys podcast? You guys work at... Okay.
All right.
So last week, you were like, oh, I'm taking my girlfriend to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Do a little sightseeing.
Having a great time in Philly.
And I'm like, oh, this is a restaurant you want to go to. And,
yeah. Laser Wolf.
Yeah.
Awesome spot.
I'm torn here because part of me wants to say kudos to Skiri Jones for not mentioning that it was a sponsored event.
Right.
But you went to Philadelphia and you went to places you might not normally have gone. Some
It was curated by the people at Visit Philly. Visit Philly is the tourism board of Philadelphia, and so your
fingers on the button, right?
I'm doing a campaign.
Your fingers on the button.
You really
fingers on the button.
You really can't. No, no, because
get ready.
There's no.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So you tagged every single thing with Visit Philly.
Well, they're the people that sponsored my weekend, but no, it goes beyond that. That was never it goes mentioned. Beyond that because when
you went to a lot of places on the
radio,
I would like to go
on the radio,
to,
I was doing, I did a campaign. I did commercials for,
yes,
hey,
I would imagine.
Here's what I'm going to take a weekend getaway. Mm-hmm. It takes me about an hour and change to get over there. It's going to be great.
Miles.
It's going to be awesome. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a good time. And and they led me to some awesome highlights of what's happening in Philly right now, which is like 70
and it
minutes.
It all looked like a lot of fun.
And it was. And it was a great time. And so I went to a couple of restaurants.
Although you went to DeLisandro's, I think, for cheesesteaks.
Yeah, because you and
I did not
and
see
I got,
a lot of photography there. I did not see a lot
well,
of video.
It was pouring rain, and we ate in the hotel room. And
you know, I'm disappointed.
Quite
in the production value.
If I'm going to be honest about this, the same way that Chinese woman mocked you for eating the bastardized American Chinese food is the same way a lot of Philadelphia people will mock you for eating Pat's or Geno's. Pat's or Geno's, Geno's and Pat's.
Yes. Yeah.
Or gyms. Because to them, that's where the tourists go. And that's and if we're being honest, that's where I used to know. And now I'm like, well, I'm expanding my horizons a little bit. You know, some of the, you know, I want to go where, you know, I didn't get to go to John's Roast Pork, which is a place that's been open since 1930.
Yeah, and did you get any truffle cheesesteak?
No truffle cheesesteak.
No truffle cheesesteak.
But I did, but this Laser Wolf restaurant was another place. It was an Israeli restaurant, which you would have
Laser
loved.
Wolf. Why the name Laser Wolf? Is that what
I
they're
don't
serving?
Know. No. It's
Is that how they kill him?
It's Israeli. I don't know. The guy it's a hot spot. And I'll tell you, they opened up.
No. If it's Israeli, it's a hot spot.
A hot spot. Well, they opened up one in Williamsburg. In fact, that was the place, the restaurant, if you remember a couple months back, where Howard Stern finally came out of his basement and was hanging out with Jennifer Aniston and Jimmy Kimmel and a bunch of their celebrity friends.
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Laser Wolf in Williamsburg. You can't get near the place.
You know, Howard finally, after 2 years, 2.5 years, came into the studio and did an interview with Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, how fun.
It's the first time since the pandemic he's left his house to go to the studio.
To go to the studio.
Wow. Once
he did it for Bruce
because Bruce Springsteen said you should come in and be a better interview.
You know
I have
what?
To say
we should go into the studio if to interview Spruce.
Yeah, I just said I said Spruce Springsteen. I
not
will
Bruce,
tell you,
Spruce.
It made all the difference in the world being there for the interview. Whether you're a Howard Stern fan or not, or a Bruce Springsteen fan or not, it was Howard's the best interviewer on the planet. Fantastic. It's so entertaining to hear Bruce talk about how he wrote songs and why he wrote them and amazing interview. I think if I'm correct, the whole thing's going to be on HBO.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's not a sponsor, but they filmed it and I think it's going to be an HBO special.
Right. So anyway,
but I'm just saying you and I went into the studio after a while. Even I went back before Howard.
Right. You did.
But he's a germaphobe. So what are you going
to
do?
Back to, so Philly was a great time.
Yeah, Philly.
And if I may, they have their outdoor Christmas villages. They got ice skating rinks and they got awesome fun. I saw a
parade.
Stuff.
You're not getting paid for this.
No, I'm not. No. But it was a great time and I do recommend people go. That's all. And it's just a generic go to Philly, go visit Philly.
Well,
done.
I may be going to Atlantic City and Philly for a weekend.
Yeah.
Coming up. Last week, did I talk to you about Def Leppard and Motley Crue?
No.
Playing Atlantic City?
No.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did. Yes, you did.
Okay, so real quick, just to recap. So Def Leppard, Motley Crue, two of my favorite bands. They're going to be playing Hard Rock Casino. And I told you, the worst seats in the house are $250.
That's right.
Which is outrageous. Outrageous. So one of our listeners, I'm not going to mention his name, he DMs me.
Oh, yeah?
And he says, now look, I'm not putting him any pressure. I want to thank him publicly. He knows who he is. Even for the offer.
Okay.
He says, listen, Mick Mars, the guitar player for Motley Crue, is not playing with the band. He's has a lot of health issues.
Oh.
And I very closely know the guy filling in.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, big name guitarist.
Great, okay. So you know
tremendous
him.
Tremendous guitar player.
Right.
John Five. Right. That's his stage name.
Okay.
Amazing. He played for Rob Zombie and he played for Marilyn Manson.
Okay, you lost me on all
he's
this.
He's filling in.
So anyway, he's filling in for Mick Mars.
People listening,
gotcha.
Though,
okay, gotcha.
He says to me,
they don't know.
If I can get you tickets. So I'm like, what? He's like, I'll talk to him. You'll talk to John Five? So to the person who DM'd me, who may or may not, well, he is. I know he is. I checked.
Johnny Five. But number five
knows
alive.
John,
like,
who
who's
knows
Johnny?
Someone who knows John Five.
Who's Johnny?
He knows.
She said.
Yeah, she said.
Huh?
Even the fact that you offered is a very, very nice thing. Whether you could do it or not is you know, whether I don't want to bother John.
Okay. Right.
You know, whatever. But that was great. That was very nice. So Slices, you guys are always looking out for us and I appreciate it. That's all I want
to say. Okay. All right.
There you go. If anyone has Jingle Ball tickets for Z100's Jingle Ball, I could use a pair of tickets. I don't have
Whiskey and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You need some tickets? I know a guy.
Well, if you do, let me know. Legit, I don't have tickets for the first time. My kids have been to every Jingle Ball since 1998.
Right.
Not 2000 when they were born. Mm. And I don't have tickets. So.
All right.
Anyway, well, if you have to find any.
Well, it's kind of late in the game for that.
Well, legally, I don't work for iHeart anymore. I could call up and win tickets.
You could win them.
I told that to my kids. My kids called up. They're like, "Dad, your old radio station's giving away Taylor Swift tickets." I said, "Great, call up and try to be caller 100. You're allowed to win now."
You are, because so you're allowed. You're not an employee there.
Right.
That's great.
I'm not. Hey, speaking of winning, I saw a billboard, and you tell me if this makes sense to you, or if this is wrong, or am I overreacting?
Yep.
It was a big radio station giveaway. I think it was a radio station giveaway, and it said, "One lucky winner will win free gas for a year." Oh, it said, we'll win free gas.
One lucky winner will win free gas.
We'll win a year's worth of free gas.
Can we quantify that? What constitutes a year's worth of gas?
First of all, right. What's a year's worth to anybody? It depends on how much you drive. But here's the thing. Can you win free gas? If it's free gas, you don't win it. You win gas.
You don't win
free gas.
No, you win free gas for a year.
Yeah, but
the prize is
win free gas. The billboard said win free gas.
Well, why do you take everything so literally? I think that was
what my job is.
But it was written properly.
No, it said win free gas.
Which makes all the sense in the world.
No, you win gas. If I win gas, it's free.
No, you win free gas. Win,
no.
Meaning like you win.
If it's free, why do I need to win? I'll just go take it.
Well, if you lose, you don't get free gas.
Free gas.
It's not free anymore. No.
But the gas is already free.
It's going to cost you $4, $5 a gallon.
No, then you're winning $4 and $5 a gallon gas. I don't want to win free gas. It's already free.
The contest clearly states... Win.
The billboard says
win. Or it's a contest.
Win free gas.
It's win free gas. Meaning like because if you don't, if you don't win, then it's not free. So obviously,
if it's free gas, I don't have to win it. I can just go get it. It's free gas.
You're nitpicking. You're nitpicking.
No, okay. Have you ever seen a sign that says win free money?
Yeah, I've seen that.
No, it says win money. No, it says win money.
You get free money. You get free gas.
No, you don't get free money.
The prize is...
No money's free.
Yeah, but when you say win free gas, win speaks to and insinuates... No, but win is talking to
a
prize. A prize.
You win gas. You win gas.
No. Win, in parentheses, a prize. Because you're winning a prize.
It didn't have a comma. There was no parentheses.
No, but...
It's win free gas.
It's understood. It's understood.
Clearly not. I don't understand it.
Win a prize. And the prize is free gas.
No. But that's not a prize. You can't give away free gas.
Oh, God. Madonna
mia. It's already free.
Madonna mia.
Hey, do you remember any embarrassing typos that you've tweeted or posted? Like you autocorrect and you posted something that was really bad?
Yes. Yes.
What?
When it was the summer and we were down in Miami and I was at the Fountain Blue and our friend Steven was going to meet me at my room. And Steven was like, all right, 10 minutes. And then I said, yeah. I said, all right, I'll meet you in 10 minutes. I'm humping in the shower. But I wrote jumping in the shower, but the fucking thing autocorrects to humping in the shower.
Right. So what did he write back?
I put my phone down to go jump in the shower, and then I walked out to a bunch of lewd comments. Like, oh, I'll be
now,
right.
Was your girlfriend there at the time?
He goes, I'll be over in three. That's our friend Steven. You know, Steven.
Yeah.
Steven, okay. Enough said about Steven. But anyway, yeah. Why do you ask there, David Brody?
Well, so I remember, I had put up, I've made mistakes too, but I'm talking about posting on social media. You don't remember posting on social media anything where you messed up, right?
Like, not that bad. I mean, here or there where things are spelled wrong, but not where one letter threw off everything and turned it into a different meaning altogether.
Right. I've done that. I don't remember them. I remember sometimes I've done it where like it goes the wrong word. Well, I don't know if you follow, baseball at all. There's been a major slices. I'm talking the slices. There's been a major story in baseball.
Oh,
major
story. There's a couple of major stories. Yeah.
Aaron Judge.
That's the big one.
So right now, this week is as we're recording this, is the baseball winter meetings. It's when all the general managers and a lot, some of the managers and the agents and the players, they fly out to San Diego this year and they get together and that's where they work out contracts. It's where like a lot of the free agent signings happen. And the biggest one has been Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is arguably one of the best players in baseball, had one of the best seasons ever in baseball.
Yes, he did.
And he's a free agent from the Yankees. And two teams had narrowed down to who was going to pay him the most money, the Giants and the Yankees. It had come down to those two teams.
And by the way, why were the Mets not a part of this conversation?
I'll talk to you off air. No one. Okay. It's a long baseball conversation.
All right. Never mind. All right.
Okay. So he grew up in Northern California, and he always said he always wanted to be a play with for the Giants. But he's also a Yankee for 7 years, and so it was a lot of back and forth where he was going to go, a lot of speculation. And so yesterday, John Heyman, Hayman, one of the premier sports writers and Major League Baseball Network baseball analyst guys, top baseball guy in the country, arguably one of the top 10, top five maybe. Well, he tweets out a tweet that says, which is redundant, I know. He tweets out, Aaron Judge looks like Aaron Judge is going to the Giants. Now, first of all, that ended up being wrong because he ended up going to the Yankees.
Correct.
But his phone auto-corrected and referred to Aaron Judge as Arson Judge. So everyone was creating memes of Aaron Judge setting fire to houses. So Arson Judge was the number one trending thing all day yesterday because he accidentally called the biggest story in baseball, Aaron Judge, Arson Judge. People are making t-shirts now. It's becoming a thing, like his new nickname. Well, that was fine yesterday. He deleted the tweet. He reposted it, but it's too late. You know, everything lives on the internet. People screenshot everything. Sure. Well, today, if you're a Philadelphia Phillies fan, you, of course, remember the famous pitcher from a couple of years ago, Cole Hamels.
Yep.
Well, Cole Hamels retired for a couple of years from injuries, whatever. He was old. Well, the story was Cole Hamels wants to pitch next year.
Is it Cole Hamill or Cole Hamels? I thought it was Cole Hamill.
I thought it was Cole Hamels.
I could be wrong. Cole Hamill? I think it is. But either way.
It's Cole Hamels.
Then maybe I'm fucked. Okay, my brain is fried. But continue.
It's quite all right. It's quite all right. The point is, so the same guy, John Heyman,
yep,
after the fiasco yesterday, he tweets out, it's Hamels, by the way. I just looked it up.
Okay.
He tweets out C-O-K-E. Coke Hamels wants to play next year.
Oh, God. All right.
So 2 days in a row, he messes up the huge story of the day with typos or autocorrects. And so everyone today was making Diet Coke Hamel jokes, making cocaine jokes about Cole Hamels. poor John Heyman really needs to double check before he tweets out. So slices again, I say, if you have sent an embarrassing post on social media, you spelled something wrong, it was pretty bad, let us know about it. You know how to do it. We already told you how to do it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so Arson Judge. That's a great name, though.
Arson Judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's like he's on fire. Like, yeah,
Arson. En fuego. Arson Judge.
En fuego. Not that anyone should set fire to
setting
anything.
The league on fire. Fire.
On fire.
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 Fire. Fire. Yeah. 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 It's cool. Yeah. Yeah. It rules. It rules.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I want to thank Vicky.
I spent much of my college years trying to perfect the Beavis and Butthead.
Oh, Beavis.
Oh,
no, it's right. Shut up, Beavis.
She said, boobs.
I don't know why people listen to this podcast sometimes, I want to thank...
My favorite...
Okay, go ahead.
Are you boys rocking off in my tool shed again? they used to get away with so much shit. I can tell you right now, MTV would never do that these days.
Well, let me thank somebody because I started thanking them twice, and then I want to add to what you just said. I want to thank Vicky Jenks, who listened to us, according to Spotify, 2,729 minutes, which is very nice.
Wow.
However, where is it? Nope, that's not it. Oh, I don't have it here. I'm going to have to wait till next week. I have to wait till next week? Yeah. Damn it.
Somebody
tweeted at me or DM me. I think it was DM me. And it was something like, it was so many minutes of our podcast, and I'll get it for next week. I did the math. If they listened to our podcast 365 days,
right?
It was like an hour and a half a day, 365 days a year.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
I'm sorry, I don't have it ready today, but that means if you took any days off for the year that you didn't listen to us, that number goes up. So they could have been listening to at least 2 hours. So I said, well, that doesn't make sense. We don't even have that many hours of podcast. Like, I went through it 4 times.
Yeah.
What?
That's beyond and awesome and dedication. Fantastic. If we ever need someone to, to say, hey, what episode number was that? I bet you they would let us know. I bet you they would have it right on hand. Yeah.
So you were talking about how Beavis and Butthead got away with stuff they never would have, they can't get away with now.
Oh,
right? Because you could be offensive back in the day.
Everybody today is just, they're so triggered. They're so worried.
Well, not about today, but back in the day when you and I were younger. So I told you I'm getting together with my junior high school friends and high school friends tomorrow night. So one of my junior high school friends posts pictures of our yearbook from junior high school.
Yeah.
Which for me was in the 80s. Thank you. It's okay. I'm okay with that. And for our senior yearbook, you had to like bequeath things to people, like leave them things.
Right.
You know, like, Scary Jones, I leave him a radio. Or a microphone.
Yeah, we did that. We called it the last will and testament or the, right.
Yes, like things that each, right.
So, every yearbook. That was very popular in yearbooks.
Very popular. So,
by the way, if you look at some of them and some yearbooks.
Well, that's where I'm going, homie.
Oh, they're crass.
Okay, so I'm looking at the ones we wrote. And now you also had to do it to your teachers. You would leave things for your teachers. And some of them were like a pencil that never breaks. You know, like the cute stuff. Like, he always broke his pencil. We left him a pencil, right?
Yeah.
I wrote down some of the things we left to the teachers who read the yearbook and our other classmates. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Now I want you to think about these things in terms of 2022.
Yeah.
Imagine writing this about your classmates in a forever book.
Yep.
Or your teachers. Better teeth. Stories that make sense. A lifetime subscription to Weight Watchers.
Oh.
A brush and some hairspray.
That made
a relation. I'm not going to say the name. A relationship with a student by name.
Oh no!
Insinuating the teacher was flirting with a female student. a 45 pistol.
Boom! Oh shit! Are you kidding me?
Nope. Looser pants. Hair straightener. A girdle. Deodorant. This is what people decided in the yearbook to write for their classmates and teachers.
In the middle school or high school?
This was ninth grade, so junior high school. In New York, it's
my God.
Public school is 1 through 6. 7, 8, 9 is junior high school. At least it was when we went. And then 10, 11, and 12 was high school.
That would so
I know
not,
it's middle school
that would
now.
That so not fly right now. That would, ooh.
You imagine writing to a teacher, we leave you a hair straightener and a girdle.
I would imagine that it's not as popular anymore. Maybe that part of the yearbook has been taken out.
One teacher, because she taught this in a classroom, this was one of her lessons. Everyone wished botulism on her because she taught botulism and they didn't like her. So they wished botulism on her. How does this, and the school approved it.
Of course they did.
The school approved it.
And nobody complained about it afterwards. Or if they did, they didn't have social media to bitch about it.
I want you to imagine.
They didn't have the Facebook community forum. They didn't jump on the school's Instagram and start fucking writing shit.
Imagine 2022, you tell your teacher to get a girdle. Never mind girdles aren't that, you know, they're implying she was old, that you wore a girdle. Looser pants that you tell other kids in your class they should get a Weight Watchers program. A gun.
Oh my God.
Better teeth. Or that you wish a relationship between the teacher and one of the students.
Pitiful.
Pitiful. I wasn't offended by some of it. But in retrospect.
But
by the way.
Also consider. You have to consider the time, right?
They left me something. You want to know what they left me?
What did they leave you?
You're going to find it's hard to believe. A muzzle.
You know something?
Apparently I talked a lot back then.
Some things age very well, and that is one of them. A muzzle.
Yeah.
That's great.
I've told this story before on this podcast. My social studies teacher in my, remember the autograph books, like the signature books?
Yeah.
The little blue books with a zipper and you'd write in them?
Yep.
I think I told this story before.
Dated till Bear Mountains get dressed.
Right.
We used to write
dated till, yeah. Loaves a bread loaf does something or something stops loafing around or whatever.
There's a little you used to fold them in triangular.
Good luck in high school, whatever. My social studies teacher, Mr. Mannheim, drew a picture of a big mouth and wrote, "Good luck in high school. I'm sure your big mouth will get you in trouble." First of all, he would be fired today for writing that.
Yes, he would.
Like not because my parents would have complained. My parents loved the fact that I was a talker. But like you couldn't write that in a kid's book now.
No. No way. Like, they'll go home. Right? They'll put it online. They'll show everybody. They'll screenshot it.
But I've made a living off of my big mouth. Yeah. So, Mr. Mannheim.
It's time to close your mouth, Brody, before we get canceled. Come on now. You just shush.
Imagine, so slices. Imagine telling your teacher, "Hey, I'm so glad I'm off to college. I hope you get a girdle and a subscription to Weight Watchers."
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I'm still trying to get over that. Oh! Before we go any further,
you had something.
What's going on with our merch store? Because we haven't been paying it any mind. What are we doing here?
We are
knee deep in the holidays, and
knee
I know
deep in the hoopla,
and I know that we.
You didn't even catch that one.
I did. That's Jefferson Starship from the We Built This City song.
That's correct.
Knee deep in the hoopla. It's also the name of the album. Don't fuck with me.
Well, so, I tell you, I got a report today. I don't know if you checked your email.
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Since last episode, we sold a bunch of holiday ornaments.
Did we really?
Christmas tree holiday ornaments, your menorah bush ornaments.
Good. Oh, that's nice.
So a reminder. Good. Not only do we have the regular merchandise.
Yes.
But we have the ugly holiday sweatshirts and t-shirts.
Yes, we do.
And we have some holiday ornaments. Gary, what's that website?
Brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's, of course, Brooklynboys. Dot, or period if you prefer. Bigcartel.com.
Yeah. All right. So go there. Get your holiday shopping done. Maybe you got some new slices in your life that you just turn onto this podcast.
That's right.
That would be nice. That would be nice if everyone told five people about this podcast. And actually
four. Let's not ask a lot.
All right, four.
Four.
And held them to it. Say, and follow up. Because people give me recommendations all the time.
Yeah, quiz
and then
them.
And I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm going to check that out. And then I never do. So how about checking out with four people, go to them, and say, hey, I recommend this awesome podcast. And then a couple of days later, follow up with them and say, hey, remember that podcast I told you about? Did you give it a listen? Maybe kind of hold them accountable.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to do with the three new listeners we got at the event I went to last night.
Yeah.
I'm going to make sure that they all follow up. One guy has I have an Airstream. I go on camping trips all the time, like 5-6 hours drive. I go, great, that's 5-6 episodes. He's like, I can't wait. I go, I can't wait to hear back from you. So I told him, I expect a review. So I'm going to ask him details. I'm like, oh yeah, what'd you hear in the second episode?
Right.
And I have to go back to the second episode and listen because I don't remember what we said in the second episode.
Oh my God, Brody.
You remember? Somebody said to me, when did you start your podcast? I said, July
of 2017. See?
Jeez.
I remember that. Yeah. It's a long time ago. So
we have sound.
Yeah, we do. We have one piece of sound. And we have, the talkbacks are brimming. The
talkbacks.
We got a lot of those.
Yeah, the sound is from Saturday Night Live. Did you watch SNL this weekend?
No, but I heard it was funny.
It was good, but there was one sketch I have a beef with, pun intended.
Pun intended.
It was a sketch about Arby's and their roast beef sandwiches.
Should we play it?
If you want to play the clip, so let me set it up. The joke of the bit was the voiceover guy. You know, we have the meats, and he's
Arby's.
Talking,
we yeah. have the meats,
and he's talking about how they have a new special, or they had a special, 5 roast beef sandwiches for $10.
Ooh.
Now that sounds really good. And then, but then you think about it, like the people in the sketch who are like, how can you possibly sell 5 roast beef sandwiches for $10? Yeah. How could you, that you'd lose money? Roast beef is like, you know, $9, $10, $11 a pound. How can you possibly, now keep in mind, obviously they pay less for the roast beef than you do when you go to the store.
Yeah.
Also, this is a little insider information. They don't make money on the roast beef. You know where they make the money? When you pay a dollar for a 1 cent soda.
That's where they make
the money. Right. That's how fast food makes money. When you go and you buy like a Happy Meal or a dollar menu, when you buy the soda or the fries or anything, it costs about 2 or 3 cents to make a large soda. So when you buy a soda for $1, $1.50, whatever the price is, they make back the money you thought you saved on the food.
That's right.
So this particular commercial is about how can you possibly charge that little for that much meat.
Okay, here we go.
But they keep using a word that is not the right word for their product. Right. Got to play the clip.
5 heaping piles of tender roast beef for only 10 measly dollars. Can you even believe it?
Honestly, no.
Yeah, we're struggling to understand the physics of how this much roast beef is $10.
Hold on, pause it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's not unbelievable that it's that cheap for physical reasons. There's no physical reason.
Oh my God.
An economic reason. It's a financial reason. So now he's talking about Taco Bell. Hit the clip. Keep going.
Don't miss the new $5 box.
Wait, what?
You get a Chalupa Supreme, a beefy 5-layer burrito, cinnamon twists, nacho cheese and chips, and the 20-ounce soda for only $5.
Yeah, how can that physically happen? That means
physically, right. Okay.
It's not physically. You're not saying I put 100 roast beef sandwiches
in
a paper envelope.
Once again, you are nitpicking this. But I see what you're saying. It's the wrong word.
It's the wrong word. Why would you say, how could you physically sell 5 roast beefs? But it doesn't make, I keep saying
all
it.
All I hear from you is, bop, 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 bop. I'm actually enjoying this parody. I think this is hilarious. It's a funny parody.
Each full burrito is like 70 cents.
New 3 for $15. You'll pay a little more, but at least you'll understand how it could physically be possible.
I thought that was cute. I loved it.
It just bothered me.
It bothered you.
It bothered me that a writer, a professional comedy writer, kept saying physical.
Wow.
How can you physically
sell? You just can't
sell?
Get past it? Why can't you just immerse yourself in the comedy, Brody?
I don't work for SNL. That's why I don't work for SNL. But as far as immersing myself in the comedy, did you hear the tragic news this week? New York related comedy news?
Yes, the world famous
Caroline's on Broadway
is
comedy club
is closing.
Closing.
Now
December 31st.
Yeah, they say it has something to do with the landlord, the rent, and everything like that. It was going way up. And to their credit, they said that it will live on and they have some exciting projects in the works.
But they didn't say at another location. They said it will live on in some way, shape, or form. Now, that could be online events. That could be pop-up, like Bananas Comedy Club. There's no such place as Bananas Comedy Club.
Right.
You know what that is? They show up at like restaurant convention rooms, like a hotel convention rooms.
Or Spirit Halloween stores.
they put up a sign that says Bananas, and it's the comedy club. But it's not really a comedy club.
Right. Of course not. It's a pop-up.
Yeah. Right? So I hope Caroline's land. This is the third location for Caroline's, but they've been there for like, what, 15 years? Whatever it's been, 20 years?
1995 they opened. Oh, 92.
In that location?
92.
No, in that location?
Yes, 19. Okay.
So 30 years.
I think in that location, 1992. I could be wrong.
Whatever the case. It's been there a long time.
Yeah.
They were in the Seaport. They were in Chelsea. I hope they open up somewhere else, but that is such a legendary place. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's the end of an era. They tried so hard to recover from the pandemic. You know,
they didn't.
And well, I'm going back for my nachos before the end of the year because I love the nachos there. And the comedy, of course.
Yeah, well, that's right. We have just a couple of more weeks left of that. So,
Yeah.
All right. I'm looking at my list.
You checking it twice?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Oh, remind me. I saw Violent Night. I'll talk about that later.
It is later.
Yeah, you want me to talk about now?
Yeah. Go for it. Because we have to take another break. And I want to get into
these talkbacks.
Talkbacks. Yeah.
All right. So Violent Night stars David Harbour from Stranger Things.
Yep.
And he's very good. I will tell you, the poster is full of puns. Go look at the movie poster. Google it. Puns always get me if they're good. Love the puns. Violent Night, pun. It's a play on Silent Night, whatever. So he kills people in the movie. But it's not a horror movie. You have to see the movie. It's good, but it's sort of like a cross between Die Hard and Home Alone.
Yeah.
With a little too much Home Alone in it, to be honest. But they explain why. It's fun, but the trailer is better than the movie, in my opinion.
Okay.
Like, the trailer is a lot of fun, a lot of violence, and the movie was good.
Right.
So if the trailer's a 9, the movie's a 7, 6.5, 7. So I would go. It's just, there's a lot of slow before it gets to the fun and the murdering and the whatever, but it's not quite as, the trailer makes it look like it's a bloodbath, and it's all right. It's good.
But,
it's fine.
But it's slow, you said, and you have to get, you have to wait.
There's
for
a lot of
part.
Build up to get to the point where he starts to become the guy in the trailer.
This is,
for a while, he's Santa Claus.
This is part of, you know. This was part of what Jerry Seinfeld did in his stand-up a couple of weeks ago.
What did he do?
When someone tells you about like a series on Netflix and then they preface it with, yeah, you know, the first 2 or 3 seasons are
right.
Really slow.
Right.
And then, but then it really picks up halfway through the 3rd season.
Right.
And he's like, you know, what's the deal with, why would I want to watch something and waste my time for hours and hours just to get to the one good part? Like,
right.
But it's so true. People, when they describe a show, they're like, yeah, it kind of starts with a fizzle. It takes a while to get into. And then you fall in love with the characters.
Yeah. I think the problem is that the people who create TV shows are telling a story, right? They're creating a novel. When you read a novel, you're in, right? You're in for the 500 pages or 400. So you're going to read the book. There has to be exposition. Has to be like a character development. You have to learn who they are, what their motivation is to be who they are. I get that. But when you're making a TV show, it's like, what was I watching recently where someone said you have to get through like 5 episodes? I forget what it was, but I'm done after 2. I give it 2 episodes. If you don't catch me by the middle of the 2nd episode, I'm out. Like, I'm out. Like I told you, Parks and Rec, 1st season's not great. Everyone goes, oh, it picks up in like after like the middle of the 2nd
right.
season.
Right. See, there you go. You're doing it. You're doing it now.
I can't get to that. Besides, I started watching it when it was on television. So like weekly, I had to wait. Like, I'm not waiting another month and a half to enjoy it. Maybe binging it is a little better because you're like, all right, I binged it in 2 days. I got to the good part. By the 3rd day, I'm in. But if you have to watch a weekly series, you know, and can you imagine like, Stranger Things gets good like by episode 7. No, Stranger Things was good episode 1. Like right away, you're like, oh, this is good.
So I think when something... Okay, well, do you remember the beginning of Sopranos? Was it great from the very beginning? Or did it take a while?
Yes. No, it was good.
Certain shows have that. Although, they say certain sitcoms took a couple of years to take off. So,
well, Seinfeld took a number of years to take off.
That's right. That was.
But if you go back and watch, the 1st season was funny.
Right.
It wasn't like it sucked. Now, The Office was not, the 1st season wasn't great.
It was dismal.
It was not great.
Yeah.
But the beauty for me is I started watching it in season 2. So then I already loved the show. I went back and watched the 1st season. Yeah. I accepted it at that point.
Yeah.
But I know people that have started The Office like, I couldn't stand it. Yeah. I go, you have to get into it. I feel like, you know, I'll give you this. Sometimes episodes get like the writers get their stride. The writers figure things out. I get that. But when you're making a movie, you can't make me sit there.
Yeah, there's no time
for 45 minutes.
No, there's no time for that.
I saw a Knives Out, a Glass Onion, a Knives Out story, which is basically the second in a series of Knives Out movies. Did I talk about this at all? It's not a sequel. You don't have to see the first one.
Yeah.
It's like James Bond movies where like each one's separate.
Right.
So it's good. The second one, I think I like the first one better. But it's still interesting at the beginning. There's still mystery. There's still like funny characters.
The problem
right away.
Right. Well, you have to catch them because the majority of people, the way they watch and listen to things now, if you don't get them right up front and you don't catch them or grab them, they're not going to give you, they don't have the patience because of we're a disposable society, right? I don't mean to get all cerebral, but I'll give you a great example.
No, but I wanted to fast forward. I wanted to grab the thing on YouTube, the slider.
Yeah.
And like slide it like 20 minutes watching Violent Night.
A good example of this is with music, with a hit song, right? Sometimes there are some great songs, but the way the composition is, it takes time to build. Now, I know a few songs that we've played on the radio that they made a re-edit to have the hook of the song right up front. They literally mangled the song and said, oh, no, we got to get to the hook where everyone sings along.
A lot of them, when you hear the album, you're like, why isn't the chorus at the beginning?
Right. Like, this is like Somebody I Used to Know by Gautier. That's the one that comes to mind right away. You know, like
the greatest,
say,
one of the greatest.
Set me up.
Yeah. One of the greatest rock songs of all time. Everyone knows the song.
Don't Stop Believing by Journey.
Yep. That's right.
They don't sing.
One of the only songs that the chorus is at the end.
At the last 45 seconds of the song as it's fading out.
Yep.
Don't
and when they
stop.
Wrote it, they were told no one's going to play this on the radio because there's no chorus in most of the song.
Now, that was in a different era. That was in the 70s
and
80s.
But they almost didn't get away with it then.
But they did, and they said, no, we're not changing. They said, we're not changing this. Now, but with songs like the Gautier song, there's an album edit where they don't do the chorus until the end or three verses in. Yep. And then there's the radio version where it literally like comes within the first 30, 40 seconds. And there's a lot of songs like that. It's really, really sad. Okay. They're changing people's artistic impression of what something should be.
Yeah. Now, has anyone done that with a Diplo song?
What do you mean?
Well, Diplo songs get in right in, right? They get right in. The dance beat is there, right? The beat drops after like 10 seconds, right? Diplo doesn't make you wait all day long for the beat to drop. Right?
It just
happens. That's why Diplo makes a lot of money. Well, Diplo is in the news this week. Did you see why?
No.
Do you know what Art Basel is or Art Basel
of course.
Or Art Basel or whatever the hell it is?
Art Basel.
Miami?
Yep. It's in Art Miami Basel. And it's always this time of year. And I'm very jealous that I don't get to go because this is our busiest time of the year up here. So
now,
I never get
Art
to go.
Art Basel is not a name of a guy. It's art, right? Based on Basel art in Europe. I don't know. It's something like it's the art of Basel.
But they have galleries and, you know, all the hotels participate, but it's
and
much
all the rich hoi polloi. It's a bougie thing.
It's
do.
Much more than that though. It's a party. Yeah. It's a party. It's a reason.
It's a party.
An
it's
excuse.
A lot of girls in bikinis on Instagram
it's
posting on boats.
It's an excuse to party. Basel. Yes.
Well, they did something and I have a feeling, Scary, you would do this. Big story in USA Today this week.
Yeah.
If you didn't see it on social media, you'll go look for it now. You'll check out Diplo's Instagram, or I think it was Twitter, and it's both of them. I know he tweeted it. So they had an ATM. Now, Scary, I need you to be honest whether you do this or not, if no one was looking.
Yep.
Or if someone was looking, you still might do it. I don't know. They had an ATM, and above it is like a screen, a vertical screen, like when you turn your TV sideways.
Okay.
When you put, don't interrupt, because your head's going to explode. When you put your ATM, your bank card in the machine, it shows your name and how much money you have in your bank account on the screen and ranks you with everyone else that day who's put their card in.
That's great.
So everyone was doing it. So I'm going to ask you, be honest now. You have a couple of drinks. You're in front of this machine. Are you putting your card in? With people around, let's say I went first. Would you put your card in after me?
No, I wouldn't put my card in. Period. Because I don't want people to know.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Let's say I didn't have a problem with it. I put my card in, and it put me up on the list. You aren't there, right? But
you're going against Diplo.
I tell you, I finished 27th. I don't tell you how much is in the bank. I say I finished 27th. I walk away. Would you put your card in to see if you beat me?
Just for the sport of it, maybe.
Okay. Do you think you would beat me?
No.
Okay. I think you would.
Okay, but okay,
here's the thing.
Okay, well, what are you getting at here?
What I'm getting at is Diplo walked up to the machine.
He filmed it. Oh, he fucking wins. He fucking won.
Of course, here's the thing.
Because there are a bunch of nobodies that are doing it, and then
No. The guy who was in first place at the time had $2.9 million in the bank. And Diplo walked up. And Diplo had over $3 million in his
good
bank.
For him. God bless him. But this is a terrible thing. I mean, this
terrible
is,
thing. But here's a question for you. Did Diplo check his balance before he walked up there, do you think?
I don't know.
Like, do you think he knew he was going to beat the 2.9 guy?
Yeah, probably. He knows he's okay. if he's in the threes, he knows he's in the threes.
Okay, now, let me ask you another question. Do you think Diplo, that's like his play money account? Like, that's not his bank account. That's his checking account bullshit.
Probably his checking.
Yeah, that's probably like his Christmas fund.
He's got more money than that.
Yeah.
But I still don't understand... What were people trying to get out of this? Like
it was a competition.
You
can look at this Diplo's Twitter.
This is not the competition I want to enter myself in. This is like,
what if you thought you'd win?
It's for the douchebags.
Okay, how about this? How about it's you and the Brooklyn Boys?
This is a douchebag thing.
Okay, all right. Well, why then you, I'm going to ask you this really question.
You have a hard on for this thing.
What? No, I'm asking. I'm curious now. If you and your boys from Brooklyn, right, your boys, if they didn't put the amount and they just put the ranking, would you guys all do it? Your boys.
No, it would cause, I think it would
sex
cause.
On the way Dave wouldn't put his card
in? I think because it makes everyone feel uncomfortable. Why would you want to do that to a group of loved ones that are around you? And then if someone comes in, the person who comes in first, everyone's going to expect them to fucking pay for dinner the next time. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's like all of a sudden like, oh, wow. Okay. All right then. Big spender. Right. You're buying tonight. That's, right. I mean, no, you don't want to ever show your hand when it comes to that.
Do you know anybody?
Nothing good comes out of this.
Do you know anybody would do it?
No.
Do you think Elvis would do it?
No. No way. He's the last person I would
say. No, he wouldn't. He absolutely wouldn't.
I mean, maybe someone who wants to come by and like maybe get a bunch of girls because they, you know, that's the kind of person that shows up at Art Basel. There, I said it.
Yeah.
A lot of them do. And they go there, and I think a guy that wants to maybe score some, you know, materialistic women, boom, there you go.
So you think a girl would, like, go up to a guy and be like, wow,
yes.
You just finished third.
200%.
Let's go for dinner.
200%. At Art Basel. Consider the climate and the atmosphere. You're in Art Basel. You're not in, like, you know, this isn't, like, regular real life. This is like a fantasy world that they have for a week in the first week of December.
For rich people.
Chicks on boats, people like partying everywhere, people throwing money around, like at tables and bottles and models, sparklers. Yeah.
That's why I can't believe you would.
I can't compete with that. You can't compete with that. The biggest of the big come out to play.
No, I wouldn't compete with them. I'm just wondering if, like, let's say they put one of those at your high school reunion.
No, nothing good will come out of this. Nothing.
What if you won though?
No way. No.
No way.
I wouldn't. But then it would just cause. Then I would feel weird that I won. I would feel guilty.
Okay. Would you? Okay. Would you rather
guilty.
Win or lose?
I would feel guilty.
Would you rather be first or last?
Oh, I'd rather be first. But I would feel guilty as fuck if I won.
Yeah.
But these are for the ballers, shot callers that show up at an event like this, and this. Competition fits perfectly into the narrative of what Art Basel is about. So, with that said, if Diplo's like, I want a bunch of models hanging on me tonight.
Right.
I'm gonna go put my ATM in the card in the machine and boom, here we go. And it'll be off to the races. Because I will attract that kind of person because that's who's down there partying.
Just to recap, it's a place for douchebags and partiers and gold diggers.
Yes.
And you wish you were there.
I'll be there in a week.
That's what I was thinking.
With Brody and Scary. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
You let me walk right into that.
I did. You'll be there. Yep. Okay. All those douchebags and assholes.
Before we get out of here, we have some talkbacks.
Yes, let's play those.
All right. If you could click on the microphone, if you're listening through the IR.
And please tell us, give us talkbacks on whether or not you'd stick your ATM card in that machine.
There you go. Do that, please. Yeah. You could always, if you're listening on the iHeartRadio app, just click the microphone and you can leave one of these bad boys. Let's listen to this. We have not previewed these. This is dangerous.
We have not.
No. Okay.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. This is your fan, Masum, here. I think Scary ate his wallet instead of the cookie. I don't know. Speculating. But I think he may have ate his wallet instead of the cookie.
And thank you.
I love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. Yeah. Slice for life.
I love you.
Yeah. Did you check your stomach?
So that was in reference
to the garbage.
That was in front. No, they already took the garbage out. So that was in reference. Hold on. Let me back up and set this up. That was in reference to me losing my wallet last week. Yeah, I was walking inside with a. Okay, they listened in order, so I'm not going to explain it.
No, explain again. You threw your cookie out.
All right.
You threw your. You
just keep interrupting me. Set it up.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
So no, that's okay. In case you did not hear last week's episode, I'm assuming most of you have, but for those who didn't. I lost my wallet and I had a cookie in my hand and a cellophane wrapper. And I think instead of throwing away the cellophane wrapper, I threw away my wallet. It was seen by others and I never found my wallet, never got to go through the trash because they took it away. So it's all over. So this guy is making a joke and saying that I have eaten my wallet instead of the cookie, which I find very, very funny. That's an A-plus joke.
Did you get your...
As I sit here and listen to how Brody is explaining to Scary, like, when the time the garbage is taken, I'm like, how the hell does he know that? How does he know the times and, like, when the garbage is taken?
Exactly.
And then he told everyone he went dumpster diving for something someone threw away. yeah, that's intense. Good job, though. $127. Free dessert.
Only Brody would know the garbage times.
I love that she slipped the free dessert in at the end. That's fantastic. Did you get a new driver's license yet?
It's on the way. Good. Everything has been replaced except for the cash, which is an unknown amount.
And the designer wallet.
I do not know. Update. Producer Sam and Andrew got me a Christmas present, and I opened it today on the air, and it was a brand new Salvatore Ferragamo wallet, which was the wallet that I lost.
That's really nice of them.
That was so nice of them. So I have my wallet back, which was so sweet. So thank
please
you.
Please tell them I lost my Rolex. Thank you.
Exactly. All right. Continuing along.
Brody and Scary, this is Danny from Jersey. Love you guys. Slice for life. Definitely missed a joke there, Brody. You're back, getting back in the flow of writing. That make you a flow writer?
Getting into the flow of writing, does that make you a flow
writer?
Makes
me a flow writer.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I get it.
I like the first joke
better. I give him half a point there. I give you half a point.
Zeman facial. So, listening to the genuine laughter and reaction from Brody is making the whole bit worth it. I absolutely love it. This is Michael from Dayton, Ohio. Peace out, guys.
Thank you, Michael.
Nice. Channel 99 listen.
And last week I got Botox, but I didn't get Botox.
Oh, my God. The Zeman conversation is maybe one of my all-time favorites.
I didn't. But it wasn't Botox. It's a new serum called Zeman. So yeah, I didn't get shot up with Botox. They
you got
shot
a Zeman facial.
I got a Zeman injection. Yeah.
That will be in the 300th episode montage. We'll get ready for that.
Okay. Will we make it there is the question.
I am laughing so hard. I am wetting my pants. This is one of the best podcasts ever. But I don't know if I'm laughing harder at Scary saying Zeman so many times or if I'm laughing at Brody's laughing at Scary saying Zeman so many times. I had to pull over. This was wonderful. Thank you so much.
We had
Christy Saddlebrook, slice for life.
Oh, thank you. Well,
Saddlebrook,
well, looks
love
like
her.
We hit a nerve there.
I'm sorry about your pants. Back.
Christmas Miracle, 2008, some guy went skydiving, chute didn't open, fell, hit the ground. They say he got bumps and scratches. He survived, nothing happened. They called it a Christmas Miracle. That was in Fort Lauderdale.
That was in reference to what, Brody?
Oh, that was in reference to the guy surviving falling off the cruise ship and they called it a Thanksgiving Miracle?
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think we were looking for Christmas Miracles, but that's quite, that would be a Christmas Miracle for sure.
Absolutely.
I don't know if that's one of those internet stories.
Could be.
You jump out of a plane, your chute doesn't open, and you just get some scrapes. That's a miracle. Mm-hmm. It is.
Oh. You got me peed in my pants over here as I'm driving a hood Scary with a semen head. Slice for life, bro.
They like it. They like that I got a face full of semen.
I love that guy's accent so much. Hey, Scary over here with his Zeman head.
I got a face full of Zeman. All right.
You did, perfect. Yeah.
Hey, Brooklyn boys. This is Miranda, former Boogie Down Bronx girl and now Floridian. I'm hitting y'all up because I'm on episode 236.
Ooh.
And I apologize because I am catching up.
That's
but
okay.
That putting uppercase letters in a URL makes no fucking sense to me. All the time in my job, people give me emails and all they say is all together, one word, no spaces. It's an email.
I love her. She's only
she's right.
And she's only up to episode 236. Wait till she gets to a load of Zeman in episode 239.
Who knows? We can't speak for her. But listen, I understand if like there's an underscore in your name, but then you'll mention it. If there's no underscore, then you don't have to say no spaces.
Right.
Because you can't put a space. She's right. But like if you say like my name is David Brody at AOL.com, which is not, you know, whatever, you're not going to say no spaces. God, she's absolutely right. Go on. Sorry.
Yep. Hey, Scary, just a quick question for you. When you were getting that Zeman injection, did you feel a little prick?
We got comedians, folks. We'll just keep moving.
We'll just keep moving. Back about the doppelganger situation. I find Colin Quinn so attractive. So, you know, there's that. Love you, Brody.
That's from episode 225, Rim Tin Tin Job.
Oh, you remember the episode number?
No, I'm reading it. She was commenting on the title and the title of the episode on it pops up.
That's when I talked about meeting Colin Quinn and saying that a lot of people say we look alike. And his response was, yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Here's another one from that episode. Comment from that.
I was listening in order, and I'm a few weeks or a few podcasts back, I think I'm in June, where Brody's talking about his doppelganger. And the only person that I could see as Brody's doppelganger is Colin Quinn.
Thank you.
The guy who was on SNL and did Weekend Update. I mean, you guys could be brothers. So, yeah, that's it. Love you, Brody. Love you, Scary. Bye.
Peace out.
Love that call.
Yeah, commenting.
Colin Quinn doesn't think so, yeah. But all right.
Episode 236 comment, The Stranger's Wedding and the Dirty
Bed. Scary and Brody, is Che again. I don't know if the last message went through.
Oh, boy.
To clarify, it's not bagel, it's bagel.
It's no. Neither. It's neither.
Bagel.
It's not bagel.
Not bagel. Bagel.
Nope, it's not bagel, and it's not bagel. It's bagel.
You don't say, did you eat? We say, jeet.
Jeet, yeah.
That's the difference. Also, thoughts on Benny Tadino's being named best pizza in the country.
Shit.
Speak on it.
Yeah. Yeah. I already did.
Tell us what you think.
It's fucking bought. Bogus. Somebody
where is it? I've never had it. Where is it?
Benny Tadino's is in the middle of Hoboken, and it's a above average pizza parlor pizza at best. And the only reason why it wins anything, and it's a standout, is because the pies, the slices are the size of your fucking head. It's ginormous.
I've had their pizza.
And it's great. I went there. It's great. It's not the best pizza in the country.
It's solidly good. It's solid. It's good. It's fine. Just,
it's a good slice.
It's a good slice of pizza.
It's a good
slice. You can't say it's the best.
No, but you can't. That is.
I didn't even remember the name of the place until you said it was the place with the big slices.
You just lost all points and credibility. It's a clown show. Whoever voted for it, I mean, if it's a popularity contest and they got their friends and relatives to vote, then you know that it's fucking fraud.
It's not
of a
life-changing
contest.
Pizza.
No way.
It's not.
No way.
It's
not
good.
Even close.
It's fine. When you say to me, I'm coming to New York, where should I go? I'm not saying there.
No.
But if they want to give us free pizza, it's the best.
I mean, it's a different story. All right.
I was listening in order, and I'm a few weeks.
Oh, no, we did this. I did this page. This page is
did you?
Toast.
Well, turn the page.
Okay.
Page, Metallica.
Page 3. Okay, here we go. Wow, there's a lot of these.
Scary, this turkey is going to taste like a dog's ass. I'm here to tell you that any sort of just naturally raised turkey is going to taste way worse than something that is grain-fed. Take it from the Iowa people.
Well, she wasn't far off.
Update us. Reset the turkey.
Okay, the turkey. I got a natural turkey. It was a turkey that was a direct bloodline of one of the oldest turkey lines in the country. It was free range. No, it was certain turkeys have a certain. It was one of the oldest American breed of turkey. That's traceable, mm-hmm. And it lived a wonderful life, and it was out, and it was eating grains. It was eating off the land.
Right, okay. It was relaxed.
It was a relaxed turkey, and it was
chilled out meat.
Yes,
chilled.
It was awesome, and it was very good. Here's the problem: when I get my turkeys every year, the ones from the Willy Bird, the pre-brined ones.
Yeah, the pre-brined.
There you go. That's the key word right there: pre-brined. What may lack in flavor is made up in the brine, which is the salt that they inject into that turkey every year. And I realize now why it's so tender and juicy. This year, unfortunately, the turkey was not a pre-brined one.
Was your father mad? Disappointed?
I will tell you, my parents had to have a word with me after Thanksgiving. They're like, look.
Anthony, we talked to you about this turkey. Anthony.
We love the free-range Willy Bird you get every year. We love it.
The one they made fun of for years.
The one, yep, from Williams-Sonoma.
You spent $275 on a turkey, yeah. Anthony. What's wrong with a regular turkey?
Unfortunately, this year we ordered late and there were only 10-pound turkeys available, so I couldn't order from them. So normally that turkey that is free range is pre-brined. And I will tell whoever that was, yes, it makes all the difference in the world because I tried to find a similar turkey, but it didn't say the words pre-brined, and there you have it. So
you had turkey.
Yeah, it was a little gamey. Not going to lie. She was right.
It was gamey.
Not going to lie.
All right, hit the next one.
Good morning, Brooklyn boys. This is the message regarding the whole spiel and the nonsense about a grown-ass man and his fucking wisdom teeth. Look, dude, you're not young. I know your age. I'm not young either. And I'm taking care of my health because that shit is fucking important. So long story short, take care of your health. Do your fucking 45-day bullshit next year. But your teeth is fucking important, bro. You gotta do it.
Fucking these people are angry. Angry. My dentist gave me a prognosis that he prevented...
Do your 45-day bullshit.
That's my detox. That's my Dr. Fat Loss. I will be doing that. And you know what? Shortly after that, I will preventively go into the dentist and get my two wisdom teeth removed as my dentist had suggested. I will be a man.
What was the name of that pizza place in Hoboken?
Benny Tadino's.
Benny Tadino's. Claiming they have the best slice.
Yeah.
You know who has the best slice is scary?
Who?
This podcast.
Amen, Brody. Amen.
You guys Gary are awesome.
Brody. This is
that guy.
Brody, I am a slice by association. My wife listens to you guys. Native Philadelphian, New Jersey resident, New York employee. We don't say bagel. Even the Kinsey's, the Kenzos, don't say bagel.
Thank you.
We say bagel.
Thank you.
Like don't put us in that box.
Tell that
man.
Other slice.
Y'all, y'all know better than that. We don't say no bagel. Stop that. Bagel.
Yeah, he's not playing with bagel. He's not playing around.
There you go. And I think that's all we have.
Was that the last one?
Well, that's all I could see because they only allow me to go back three pages.
Ugh.
And I feel like we had more, but that's all we can get. Anyway,
Well, that was great, Slices. Thank you.
I needed that laugh. That was funny. But
oh, my God.
You can always leave us a talk back. And every couple of weeks, we're going to go through them. So there you go. And one day, we'll check the Fuck You Abe 77 hotline. Not today.
Oh, yeah. Also, if you left an offensive message in your yearbooks, let us know those too.
In your talkbacks.
Gotta know those.
Yeah.
Yeah, all talkbacks. Right. All talkbacks.
Right. Until next time. You gotta get out of here.
We all do. Right. Where are you going? Where are you going sponsored vacations this week? Anywhere?
Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The boys from Brooklyn!
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.